From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hey, listen up. Good news. The famous and popular Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club AGM weekend is definitely on this year, happening at the Lake Maraboon Holiday Village, approximately 25 kilometres southwest of Emerald, Central Queensland, from Friday the 25th to Sunday the 27th of September. Apart from the annual general meeting, there will be the famous mega auction of treasure, a multi-draw raffle, the money board, a sumptuous meal package gathered by Chark volunteers and cooked up by the Iron Faraday Cage chefs, plus a chance to catch up at one of the best spots in Central Queensland. Want to come along? You need to let events coordinator Helen, VK4 Foxtrot Hotel Echo Lima, know your attendance or catering, and you also need to book into the village now, as accommodation's evaporating fast. Self-contained and can't get into the village? Contact Bob, VK4 Charlie Whiskey Lima, to find out more about the off-site options. Don't grumble if you show up unannounced, or miss the September 21st deadline and have no din-dins to eat. Now, need to have more information about this fabulous weekend away for hams and support crews? Check out the text edition of this news, or search at the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club website, the TARC website, the CHARC, TARC, MARA, Radar or Gladstone Facebook pages for more information about the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club AGM weekend. This is Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the TARC Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. At times the convenience of the modern PC is an annoyance when it develops a problem which can't be simply overcome. So it was for me recently when I suffered from the dreaded Windows 10 issue that I had read about. I thought that by authorising the update that had arrived and walking away from the process to go ahead whilst I went on with other things, everything would be all right. Well, that didn't quite work out. All seemed well, however, when I fired up the following morning. There was an interesting issue. The Wi-Fi connection to the home network was lost. Nothing that I tried would resolve the issue, and with no alternative, I had to reset the operating system. That resolved the Wi-Fi issue, but in doing so it removed a number of pieces of software that I use and with it the saved copies of material. The software is reloaded, and the computer is running as it should be. It now looks like I had best employ an outboard storage device, because when you can't just restore to a previous date, you can't pick up where you left off. There's some nice news coming from the sky watchers, and particularly those who monitor the activity on the surface of the sun. More evidence of the awakening of Solar Cycle 25 is happening, with holes, flares and storms, creating a bit of excitement for the users of the HF radio in particular. As much as some people are frustrated with band conditions, and particularly the electric hash that modern technology is radiating, there I hope that DX with low power on shortwave will become a reality for the analog modes again. And the results that many operators are achieving with QRP digital would seem unbelievable to those with only voice mode experience. So I have to wonder what reactions you have had to the challenges that I threw out in the text edition of Q News last week. It seemed to have a wider uptake than simply within the VK4 network, with it being republished in the UK, USA and interstate. To repeat for those who missed it, I will read those parts again. Today we seem to have a system that is largely acknowledged as belonging to the horse and cart era. With the phenomenal publicity given to our high-speed internet via the NBN and the encroaching 5G networks, we still have exam papers put in envelopes with a stamp and mailed around the country for marking. What happened to the paperless office that was touted 20 or more years ago? Is it totally beyond the ken of modern thinking people that exams aren't conducted and assessed online? It's ridiculous that the very government departments that guide cyber developments have allowed this regressive system to remain. Realistically, we seem to have dropped the ball on enticing younger people to trying our hobby, because the marketing that they see is decidedly old-fashioned to them. We seem to have thrown the teddy out of the cot over the having entry-level licensing and, heavens forbid, now they have access to the digital modes. Isn't it time to come out from behind the barbecue and give others a chance to join us on the airwaves? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.